Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this newscast is sponsored by Thumb Area Septic. Call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. In Huron County District Court, before Judge Ferris, Carice Tavon Williams was arraigned on a charge of driving with a suspended, revoked, or denied license. The misdemeanor offense carries a potential penalty of up to 93 days in jail and or a $500 fine. Williams entered a plea of not guilty. The court has set a deadline of June 16, 2026 for the prosecution to provide a plea offer and all discovery materials. An in-person plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 9th, 2026 at 10 a.m. Timothy Rutkowski is representing the prosecution. Michael Morosky represented Williams at the arraignment, and attorney Martin Porzendek has been appointed as court-appointed counsel for the remainder of the case. A personal recognizance bond was set at $3,500, meaning no funds are required today. However, failure to appear at future proceedings will result in fines, costs, and potential jail time. And a former office manager at a Bay County veterinary clinic has been sentenced after being convicted of embezzling thousands of dollars from the business. 42-year-old Lindsay Everett received a 272-day jail sentence Tuesday in Bay County Circuit Court. Judge Joseph Sheeran also ordered 3 years of probation and $25,000 in restitution. A jury found Everett guilty in April on a charge of embezzlement involving more than $20,000. Investigators say Everett worked as an office manager at Bay Animal Hospital in Hampton Township from 2013 until 2022, where she handled company finances, including payroll and bill payments. When we return from this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, authorities in Huron County are investigating a rear-end crash involving a transit bus and a commercial cargo van in Bad Axe Wednesday afternoon. The collision happened shortly before 3 p.m. along Northport Crescent Street near the McVeigh Insurance Agency and the Van Dyke Road corridor. Investigators say a Thumb Area Transit bus had stopped near a railroad crossing when it was struck from behind by a southbound Ram ProMaster cargo van. Officials say no passengers were aboard the transit bus at the time and the bus driver was not injured. The van driver suffered minor injuries and was treated at the scene by Central Huron AMS before declining further medical attention. Emergency responders from the Bad Axe Police Department, Bad Axe Fire Department, Huron County Sheriff's Office, and Huron Central Ambulance Service assisted at the scene. Deputies say alcohol is believed to have been a factor in the crash. Investigators allege the driver of the van attempted to hide alcohol containers before responders arrived. The driver was later arrested on suspicion of operating while intoxicated. Court records show Joshua Lee Emerson has since appeared in Huron County District Court on a felony charge of operating while intoxicated, third offense. Prosecutors say the repeat offense status elevates the case to a felony carrying possible penalties that include prison time, probation, fines, license sanctions, and vehicle immobilization. Judge Fair set bond at $15,000 with 10% allowed for posting. Emerson was ordered to avoid alcohol and controlled substances and comply with pretrial testing requirements. A probable cause conference is scheduled for June 4th at 9 a.m., with a preliminary examination set for June 12th at 10 a.m. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And this newscast was sponsored by Thumb Area Septic. Call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs.